Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Welcome back into our draft coverage here on the Black and Gold Draft Show.
NFL Draft. The New York Giants select Abdul Carter, defensive end, Penn State.
Well, there you go. We come back into the show. Boom. A pick gets made, gentlemen. And not a big surprise here on this one either with Abdul Carter going to the New York Giants.
Abdul Carter, he was the best, you want to say, pure defensive player in this draft class. Because I always considered Travis Hunter an offensive player.
Right.
Okay. Man, he only played 1 year at that defensive end. He was a terror coming off that edge. And the one area that the Giants actually have some numbers and some pretty good players at is actually front seven.
Well, Mike,
they don't have a quarterback, but, I mean, gracious.
And you look at the first three players. Now, the team changed because of the trade, but that's the first three players we thought.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, Cam Ward, Travis Hunter, and Abdul Carter.
Now, so nothing out the ordinary player wise.
Just teams.
Now, when you think of Penn State, okay, who do you think of in the NFL when you think Penn State?
Well, now I think
Micah
Saquon.
Parsons.
No, Micah Parsons. I think Abdul Carter will be better than Micah Parsons. Now, he has to do it in the NFL, but, you know, Micah Parsons, to
That's a bold statement, man.
No, Micah Parsons too worried about his podcast and all that. I mean, how about you just play? And then the podcast, there's nothing wrong with having that, but playing should be more important than your podcast. So I'm just telling you, watch this when all said and done, what they establish, if Abdul Carter is not a better player than Micah Parsons.
One thing he has with him, Dexter Lawrence in the middle and Kayvon Thibodeau on the edge. So he's now part of that three, kind of get after the quarterback. And, man, you better pack that lunch when you're playing them.
You got to count 1,001 throws.
There ain't no two in the ball.
Yeah. It's not low. You know, the offensive line can't block him. No, the quarterback has to realize maybe who you're playing when you're playing the Giants and get the ball out of your hands and get the yards after the catch.
Now can they find a quarterback?
Can
they find a quarterback?
Yeah, because right now, who are they going with? Jameis or Russell Wilson,
right?
Good luck with that.
Or A, it could be Tommy DeVito.
No.
Oh, Steve, that's your boy. But come on. he's just watching. He ain't playing no more.
No, he got his chance. That was a feel-good story for a month.
It was great for a month,
yeah.
So is this New England's on the clock? Will Campbell, LSU?
Will Campbell.
I'd say Will Campbell or maybe Mason Graham.
I think it's Will.
Yeah. Yeah, I'd go with Mike. Now, if they go, to me, Mike, who's going up is the other offensive tackle besides Will Campbell, Armon Mimbo from Mizzou.
Yep.
So that's another one to look at.
But I kind of felt both of them going in the top eight prior to the Saints.
Yeah.
That was the question. Yeah. Would two OTs go before the Saints pick at nine?
Because he's a right tackle,
Mimbo. Yeah.
Will is going to play left tackle. Okay. Now, here's the wild card, because I know a couple teams that like Kelvin Banks Jr. better than they do Mimbo. Charlie and I have talked about that on and off the air. There's a couple teams that really like Kelvin Banks Jr. better than Mimbo.
So how about this? So because we got him now with the Saints, Godshaw coming to the Saints, that's why they also been interested in Mason Graham.
The farther he drops, the better it is for the Saints.
Right, but you know what I'm saying?
Defensive tackles have had that history of falling a little.
Yeah, so, but I think they're going off with
but
the
But I
tackle.
Think it's Will Campbell. Yeah.
That's good. We want Graham to keep falling.
You look at it, not many LSU players this year expected in the first round of the draft.
They may have one more.
Could
plays
be one
tight
more.
End. Mason Taylor.
Oh, yeah.
So you think first round, Mike?
I'm telling you, there's a lot of buzz that he could sneak in late in round one. Now, I've got him graded as an early second round pick.
Yeah.
But I got about 20 of them like that also. So,
yeah, it's not much difference.
It's not much difference.
If you're late first, early second.
Now, all they need is to have him go to the Eagles, and they deal off Dallas Goedert, and Mason Taylor goes there.
There has been talk. Obviously, you've heard that, Mike, that, you know, the Eagles are in the market. You know, Dallas Goedert's out there. considering what a big role he was last year for them, it's kind of a surprise, but I guess he's getting older, so time to move on and get younger.
What? I got to pay them defensive cats.
Yeah,
now.
Right.
Jalen Carter and Davis, I'm eventually going to have to pay them. I paid, four-fifths of my offensive line already?
Well, guess
until
what?
2029.
Carter and Davis, you pay them.
Well, you know,
you pay them.
You know, it's two of my dark horse. I don't know if it's dark horse because I still think he's going to go in the first round. Watch out, Mike, I can't even pronounce his last name. The safety from South Carolina,
yes,
Nick.
Eamon Wuru.
Well, I'm telling you, watch out for him as an NFL player, what he's going to do. And this other cat from Boston College, Donovan.
Ezeraco,
edge guy. I'm telling you, watch. Well, y'all going to remember when I told you like 2-3 years from now? Remember when I told you about that?
Two or three years from now?
Yeah.
Ain't going to remember saying it.
No.
No, he will.
No, if Mike knows, he will. I've been taking Prevagen.
When he's right. He remembers that?
I've been taking Prevagen. I'm going to remember that.
He remembers that?
I remember that.
What about the Brian Brzee?
So he's trying
pick.
To get
remember
the Prevagen
that?
Commercial
yeah,
here
Brian
on WWF.
Yeah.
Come on.
Brian Brzee, he can't stop the run. He can rush the pass. What is Brian Brzee did against the run? I see him get knocked off the ball. To 3 or 4 yards. Yeah, he had 6.5 sacks. But what has Brian Brzee did against the run? We won before last.
You want me to pull that tape up?
Run.
You want me to pull that tape
Brian
up?
Brian Brzee against the run?
No, it was also not just Brian Brzee. It was who they also picked in the second round.
Who's that?
Mr. Foskey.
Isaiah.
Oh, God.
And you said he was the next coming.
No, that's not even the same player. He's an alien. No, Hoss, you are right on that. Isaiah Foskey's terrible.
He's been in the witness protection agency.
No. Mike, we were both wrong on that one. Come on, Isaiah Foskey. I mean, Isaiah Foskey, is that the same guy that set all these records at Notre Dame? I mean, right now, it doesn't even seem like
the
same
on the field.
Guy.
Maybe a new defense.
He's a special team.
Yeah.
And who does that reminiscent of?
Second-round pick
Zach Bond
with the Eagles. He didn't play for us, and then he goes somewhere else. No, Hoss, you got me on that one. Because Isaiah Foskey, I guarantee you, Isaiah Foskey, we thought, oh, yeah, he's going to kick ass for us. He ain't done jack.
Okay,
might be more disappointed than Peyton Turner. I don't know. That's hard.
I think you're right.
First round versus second
right.
round.
I think you're right.
Peyton Turner and Isaiah Foskey.
Here's the difference. Peyton Turner was hurt. Foskey's healthy.
Yeah, that's true. So Davenport, too. This shows you the potential how NFL people look at guys. Look at Davenport, what he got paid with the Vikings. Hurt again. And then he goes to the Lions. And then what?
He gets paid again.
He's still getting $10, $11, $12 million just based on potential. Because, boy, he's hell when he's well, but he's never well. That's crazy.
The pick is in for the New England Patriots. We're all expecting
to be. And this has got to be Will Campbell.
LSU's Will Campbell, the first Tiger off the board in this draft tonight.
And I think the first Tiger offensive lineman to ever go in the
1998,
first
1998, Alan
Faneca. In the late
20s. 1998.
In the 20s, huh, Mike?
Yeah, but here's the thing. LSU's won 3 national championships and didn't have a first-round pick offensive lineman.
Yeah.
Think of that.
That's
they
right.
won
that
it
was...
with Nick. They won it with Les. They won it with Coach O.
Yeah.
Did not have a first-round pick
and
offensive lineman.
And they went
lineman.
To the national championship game.
3 times.
And actually, four.
Yeah. They won 3.
Yeah, exactly. Because when T-Bob and all played, that offensive line, they looked their margin of victory. They were winning by 20-some points. And then none of those offensive linemen.
None of them.
No, because remember, Will Blackwell, T-Bob and all them.
What do you make of the criticism, though, Bobby, of Will Campbell and the arm size? That's been the biggest knock against him.
That's a bunch of horse hooey by all these analytical nerds.
What, he's not a brontosaurus. He's not like a dinosaur, a little bit of the arms.
Come dinosaur arms, right.
I'm NFL draft. The New England Patriots select Will Campbell, tackle, LSU.
LSU.
Congratulations to Will Campbell, LSU Tiger, now heading to the New England Patriots.
And I texted this to Faneca this morning. Finally, they got another guy that can say, I was a first-round pick offensive lineman from LSU. But you got to go back to 1998. That ain't yesterday, 1998. And to think about, man, all the players that have been through LSU, tough, tough guy. Man, you talk about a focused guy.
Whoa, check out his outfit.
And he's going to do well for Mike Rabel. He's a Mike Rabel-type player for the Patriots.
Cleveland Browns on the clock. Stick around, folks. More of the Black and Gold Draft Show live from 504 Golf and Entertainment right here on Howard Avenue in New Orleans. Come out and say hey as we return from the break here on WWL. Who dat?